Let's talk about going from hurt to healed. Do you know that God is taking you somewhere, and that somewhere is going to require a healthy, healed, faith-filled, spiritually maturing you? Because every next level of your life is going to require a different you. And whether you realize it or not, God doesn't give you a season without a reason. Now, I know you might be questioning that right now, but we can look at scripture and see how God worked in people's lives in each season of their life. In David's life, he was a shepherd working in a field, tending to sheep, and he was killing some lions and bears, and then a giant. And then in his next season, he was king. In one season, Ruth was a childless widow. She was loyal to her mother-in-law, Naomi. She was working in the field. Then in the next season, she was owning that same field. She was married and she had her own son. See, there's a reason for the season that you're in right now. I know it might be difficult, but God is in the midst of your season. And maybe you can kind of look at it like this. This season that I'm in right now is preparation for what's to come. See, so often, at least I'm guilty of this, I'm looking for God to move. And very often, God's looking for me to wait. He's trying to do something on the inside of me. He's got some business he needs to take care on the inside of me. The scripture calls it pruning. Now, that's not a very popular subject. And personally, I don't know anything about gardening. And I know this, that if you give me your plant, I can kill it. But pruning, why is there pruning? What's the meaning of pruning? Well, one definition is this: to remove codominant leaders. And a codominant leader means that there's two branches growing near the top of a tree that grow straight up and become equally dominant. Cutting off one allows the other branch to grow and become the dominant branch. Now, you know where I'm going with this. What I've discovered in life is that there are seasons in life that require spiritual pruning. Sometimes we might need to be cut back a little bit. Maybe there needs to be a little bit less of us and a little bit more of God. Or maybe God wants to take us out of the driver's seat because we really shouldn't be there in the first place. The scripture is John 15:2. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. Man, that can hurt sometimes. I want to encourage you with this. If you're in a season of getting pruned, be careful not to pray yourself out of a place that God has intended for you to grow and become better. You might be trying to force a door open, and it's not your door to open just yet. Luke 6:45 says this, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Now, here's another way to look at it. Your reactions reveal your heart. So many people are trying to have better days and live this abundant life that Jesus promised us in John 10:10, but they're walking around in their unhealed self. Hurts, pain, unforgiveness, trauma. Maybe you were victimized or abused or abandoned or broken. Maybe you're holding yourself hostage to pain or your mistakes or patterns or flaws. Listen, if we want better days, we got to start healing our heart. And healing doesn't mean it never happened. It simply means you're no longer controlled by what happened. You can't undo the pain, but you sure can heal from it. And healing is hard, but guess what? Staying wounded is harder. The scripture says in Isaiah that God will give a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of despair. See, God wants to replace our hurt. In Psalm 34:18, it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit." See, you're not what you've gone through. You are not the flaws. You are not the mistakes. You are not the trauma. And better days will come when you allow God to come in and heal your heart. Let me encourage you to stop replaying the pain. Stop carrying emotional baggage that no longer belongs in your life and never belonged in your life. Stop letting your past broken relationships control your future ones. Stop repeating old patterns. Stop building monuments out of a moment in time. Stop giving the obstacles in your life so much publicity. See, it's not about what you've lost. It's all about what you have right now and who you have right now. And if you've got God on the inside of you, you have what it takes. You want better days in your life? Heal and come back better. Heal so you can speak from your heart and not your pain. Heal so you don't become like those who hurt you. Heal so you don't spread the pain. Heal because you have kids that don't deserve the broken version of you. Remember this, what you don't heal, you're passing down to your children. They don't deserve that. The good news is this. It just takes one person to change the generational pattern. It takes one person to change the generational narrative. Let that person be you. You are who your bloodline has been waiting for. Be the cycle breaker and say, no more trauma, no more brokenness, no more abuse, no more addiction, no more poverty, no more discord and deception and unhappiness, no more unhealthy relationships, no more depression, no more hopelessness will be in my family. Today is the day I say no more. Shift from an old way of thinking and into a new way of living. Decide that I'm making decisions based on my future and not my past. My family is flourishing. My family is healthy, healed, and whole. My family is loving and successful. Generational garbage is broken, and we will not repeat the past because the past isn't worth repeating. The cycle is broken, and we are planting a new family tree in Jesus' name. Now you just watch. Better days are coming for you and your loved ones. I want to pray over you right now. Maybe you have a heart that needs some healing. Let's just pray and let's ask God to heal your heart. Father, I pray for those who are listening and watching right now. I pray, Lord God, that you would heal those hurts, heal the pain. I pray that they would forgive those who have wronged them. I pray today, Lord God, that you would mend the broken hearts, that you're close to those who are crushed in spirit. I pray, Lord God, for those who have been abandoned, Lord God, that they realize that you're the one that's never going to leave them, never going to forsake them. I pray for those who have been victimized, Lord God, that you would just heal their hurt, heal their pain, Lord God. Let them be able to close the door on it and move on and plant a new family tree. I thank you, Lord God, that as we pray, the tide of the battle is turning. Generational curses have been broken and they're not going back. They're planting that new family tree. I thank you that their family will flourish in Jesus' name. Hey, thanks for watching today, and don't forget to subscribe and hit that thumbs up button. And until next time, have an amazing day.